Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So she gets what, one checked bag and two carry-ons? How does this work?
You're a rube. How dare you?
I do want to know.
It's actually funny, though, because I've been helping her over the last month or two to figure out what she packs for space.
What do you pack?
Do you pack?
You got to take Tums. Just in case your stomach goes sideways when you're up there.
A little Pepto?
Yeah.
We had so many bags because of the vegetable stand.
Yeah.
We would have bags for days. And if we needed lunch bags, we had them because, you know, for the vegetables.
Yeah, but plastic bags, right?
No. We ordered paper bags.
Paper bags?
Absolutely.
I mean, we keep them. You were rich. Did you ever have to keep them and save them?
No. We burned them for warmth.
Did you think Rob was an intern at any point?
I just thought he was like the local dad. Like that was his job.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He hates us.
He doesn't.
You can listen to
We're
the
live.
Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Get ready. You're going to read the cities today.
Get ready.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I should say, Podville Media. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. So, if you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS. And now, here's Oscar with the cities.
Rancho Mirage, California. Ellsworth, Maine. College Park, Georgia. Cape Town, South Africa. Gillette, Wyoming, and Tijuana, Mexico. Let's get started.
It's TMOS and it's on the air and everywhere. So do let's get started. I'm glad you used your DJ voice
That. It's good stuff. I was using my card counter voice.
Where is Mike?
Okay, look, for those of you wondering if the Delta got him.
We did get a great text yesterday.
We got a solid text. No Delta.
No more Delta.
And I guess Mike decided to celebrate with a day off.
No. We both spoke to him. He sounds like garbage.
He said, look, it's been stressful. I'm going to take a day off this morning when I talked to him at roughly 7:50 a.m. And I don't know what he told. What did he tell you?
He said that he thought he might be able to rally by showtime, but he felt even worse. And he did. He sounded like, you know how he sounded at the end of yesterday's
yes.
show? He sounded like that times two.
Carl, if you're listening, you know I'm lying. Mike O'Mara called me this morning, and he sounded... It didn't sound healthy. I thought the call with the voice was going to be, hey, we have to cancel it. I'm sorry.
Right.
A situation where he got some other test results and it's something worse than what we thought.
But we really should share the results we got yesterday.
Yeah, negative. Negative for COVID.
And then he said positive for herpes.
Yes. you know.
And you did, without even realizing it, a classic joke punchline.
What did I do?
You said, as long as you're healthy.
Yes.
Well, which it's like there's an old joke. A guy says, well, the doctor told me I have cancer. And his friend says, cancer, schmancer, as long as you're healthy.
Oh, I really thought, I really meant, as long as you're healthy.
It was a good thing.
I'm funny when I'm not trying to be funny.
And when you try to be funny.
That's a problem.
That's right.
Look.
So Mike, feel better.
Mike, feel better. We're here. Some may say he just got off vacation. He's taking another day. I'm not saying that.
No one would
say
that. No one would say
that. But you will get a bonus show. You will get a show today. You know why? Because we're here to keep each other covered and CYA and have a nice backup plan.
No, we're here to entertain.
We are?
And because Mike is here.
I thought we were the backup plan.
Doesn't mean that we don't have a talking head to talk to.
You know, we're here to entertain. You're right. Pony, strike that from the record.
Yeah. Change the transcript, because people are constantly writing us for the transcripts, Oscar. Today's talking head is named Aaron Bonilla. And Aaron lives in Tempe, Arizona, and has been listening since the Don and Mike days of the early 90s. Now, she is our first, this is big, she's our first talking head spouse.
Ooh, spouse.
Yes. You may remember speaking to her husband, Dennis, he had a great story. He was detained as a child when they immigrated.
Yes.
And they were held in captivity. And through...
That's not really a great story. It's
a
compelling story.
It's a compelling, but the great ending is that he ended up at NASA and Nissan made a commercial about him. Remember this guy?
I remember him.
Fascinating story, yeah. Well, Aaron was born in Montreal. because when you leave this studio,
it's over, baby.
It's over, baby. Aaron was born in Montreal and grew up in one of my hometowns, Vienna, Virginia, but amazingly went to McLean High School.
Oh, nice.
Go Highlanders.
Step up.
She also worked at NASA.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, from 2012 to 2018, you're going to love this, but left NASA to get her master's in commercial space flight training.
Mm.
She is currently the vice president of training programs at Star Harbor Space Academy.
Whew.
They're the first publicly accessible astronaut training academy.
I'm always looking for another degree.
Well, I was going to say this would be a good backup plan.
Let's do this.
She was thrilled to see the two recent launches and how space is becoming more accessible to the public. Very exciting for her. But she's even more excited about the SpaceX launch Inspiration 4 on September 15th,
yes,
just around the corner, because her best friend, Dr. Cyan Proctor, will be on the Inspiration 4 as the first black female civilian astronaut.
Great.
In history.
Fantastic.
She has been actively helping her friend Dr. Proctor prepare for the flight and is intimately knowledgeable. Doctor?
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 Proctor?
Dr. Proctor? Yes, about the mission. Erin's space-themed career has allowed her to experience microgravity and weightless flights.
Ooh.
Very cool. And many other strange experiences. Her favorite TMOS things are the three-way bantering between the hosts. Of course, the talking head segment.
Nice.
She loves that. And Mike's voices, which she will not hear today. Fun fact.
Lost his voice.
Aaron once hiked 100 miles to the base of Mount Everest. Intrigued?
Ooh.
You should be.
Yes.
And now, here's Aaron joining us on our talking head segment.
Aaron.
So, it is a great time to be a space nerd, no?
Yes, it is an incredible time to be a space nerd, especially if you're into commercial space.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you were
attractive
watching.
Attractive and smart.
Yes.
Good video day.
A great video day.
Are you happily married, you'd say?
I am.
Oh,
and he was actually on your show. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about it. I had Peach. My wife's ass. She usually doesn't.
She picks her moments.
I don't know
she?
What to say. Why would you walk in at that moment?
Yeah, there's like.
I'm
you
just
know,
doing shtick.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of episodes.
She's smart and pretty. That's hard to find, except for you, Peach.
And,
except for you.
Yeah,
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. She's in the control room giving me the evil eye. Moving on. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, when you watch the two billionaires go into space the past couple weeks, what was the overwhelming feeling you had? Because we have experienced a tremendous space drought, you know, for the past few decades. There hasn't been a lot of that. So what's it like to see the program sort of gear up again?
You know, working in commercial space, like I've been a part of that lull that's been happening, but a lot of work has been happening behind the scenes.
Right.
And we've just been like, you know, plugging along, building. And then finally to see these two human launches happening in the same month, which is crazy.
Right.
July 2021 goes down in history.
Don't you think they really should have consulted each other and spaced it out a little better?
I think there was a little bit of a healthy competition going on there. But
Could be. Yeah.
To see them finally launch is like, I mean, both launches where our whole team, like the team that I work with and people that I know in the industry were just happy to see it go well.
Yeah.
See the passengers having the best times of their lives, like really just enjoying every moment of it. So, you know, I'm happy for it.
Now, these, as we said on yesterday's show, the most recent launch lasted shorter than a time than it takes to microwave a lasagna. The Inspiration 4.
What is that time usually?
Well, it depends on the size of the lasagna.
Well, a family size.
Oh, I'd say probably 12 to 18 minutes.
Oh, I never knew that. I never microwaved a lasagna before.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a conventional oven guy, too.
No, I'm just curious.
But
I don't have an oven.
I'm curious, what is the length of the flight that the Inspiration 4 is going to be?
They are launching in September, and their mission is going to be 3 days long.
Wow.
So they're actually going into orbit, and they're going to orbit out as far as Hubble or in that general area, which is further out than the International Space Station.
That was they went to the International Space Station already once, right? SpaceX did, yeah?
Yeah, they've sent crews to the International Space Station, but this is the first time they're doing an all-civilian crew. So it's kind of, there's a lot of firsts happening on that one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Is it a fortune? The space tourism movement, I think it's great for everyone because even though maybe it's not in our lifetime, Rob, but the fact that you can actually get access and not have to go to a foreign nation, jump on a rocket that hasn't been launched in forever, like Lance Bass tried to do, that you can actually do it through the private industry now. really opens up options for what can happen the next 20 years, but immediately for you in your field, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work in spaceflight training specifically for the commercial industry. So now is a very exciting time for me. But yeah, it's an amazing thing that's happening.
I actually visited your company's website, starharborspaceacademy.com, saw your picture. You're right there. So you really do work there. Awesome. What can you tell us about it? I mean, the whole notion of opening a private business to train astronauts is mind-bending.
We're not talking about space camp.
Yeah, this is the real deal.
This is the real deal. And I'll be able to share more about this later in September.
Okay.
But for now, it's the first publicly available space training academy that will exist in the world. We're going to be building it in Colorado, and it's going to have basically like what you would have for NASA training, that level of training, but available to anyone who wants to take the program.
Wow. So,
again, the details, if you can't share them, I completely understand. Mm-hmm. But are we talking about like 6-month training, 3-month training? What does that look like?
You know, it actually really depends, and I won't give you a direct answer on that, but it really depends on what type of mission you're going on. So like these suborbital missions that just happened, the two this month, they're basically, both companies did a few days of training. You go up, come back down in the same day, and that's, you know, or in the same 20 minutes, and you're done.
This is a perfect mission for a Dutch teenager with a millionaire father. A short, brief hop. That's all you need.
Yeah, but I'm not hating on that kid. I mean,
I'm not either. He had a great opportunity, and he's now the youngest astronaut to fly in space.
I was very young, and I got to go to space.
And maybe you can clear this up. And thank you for coming on, and sorry for hitting on you in the beginning of this interview. That was embarrassing.
He's especially only apologizing because he got caught.
Especially with my wife in the other room.
I know.
Did not know she was there. Mm. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, do you feel that calling these private citizens that go into space, astronauts, is disrespectful to real astronauts?
You know, that is a very sensitive topic right now. And there's a lot of debate happening in the industry. Actually, the FAA just released new guidelines for what they consider to award astronaut wings to somebody.
Okay.
Which had some adjustments to what it had in the past. But it also depends on, you know, how you want to label it. So for me, if somebody goes to space, like, I think they should be able to call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. You know, like, they've gone to space and they've come. But what I think is going to have to change, and this is part of the debate and conversation that's happening.
It's
right
a healthy
now.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valid and I think people have to just start to figure out, like, okay, what is a type of astronaut, right? So there's going to be the commercial astronaut, there's the NASA astronaut, there's the civilian astronaut. It's kind of fluid right now, and I think it's going to change. The word astronaut, you know, I don't think it's just going to be reserved for, you know, NASA astronauts anymore.
I have a nomination when I watch the press conference with Bezos, and I think what we should call him is a Jack astronaut.
No, how dare you? Don't be rude. The man just, look, this is where Bezos is great. The day after everybody was hating on him, he gave $100 million to Van Jones and Jose Andres for their charities.
Yes.
And you're like, okay. Do what you need to do if you're going to give that money back and give people a chance to change the world and really make a dent in world hunger.
All right.
Like, that's amazing.
All right. I take back the Jack astronaut thing. Thank you. Pain in the astronaut.
So,
you know, it's easy to hate on the billionaires because, you know, they have a lot of money.
Yes.
But they, you know, they are single-handedly helping advance the industry right now, where, you know, the federal government hasn't been able to do that for a long time by shifting it towards commercial opportunities as a service for the federal government. It changed everything. And then they come in with this extra cash, and all of a sudden the technology is being developed that we need to go and have commercial operations in orbit. So
no, it's important. That is an important note.
It's very
cool.
Yeah.
That type of evolution, and you make, it's the hard part about something that's private and public is people should know, is when it's private, they can do whatever they want. There's not a lot of red tape. So if they want to, you know, throw billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars for a project and it doesn't work, it's not like, hey, it didn't work last time, we're not going to do it again. It's their prerogative to try again and try again and try again.
They can do whatever they
want.
So
the advancements have to have been really fast forwarded, maybe 5-10x since this got they got involved.
I'm curious from your point of view, when you see this stuff happening, and it's happening at what seems to be an accelerated rate. As you said, this month will go down in history with two launches in 1 month. What do you think in the near future, let's say 10 years, how is this going to affect the average guy as far where are these advances taking us? Where will we benefit from these advances?
Guy or gal.
Yeah, because a guy meaning, generic. Because I know we're not all going to space, but I think we'll all benefit from these advances, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more we can advance this the technologies that we need to go and one for people to go up and survive in space, but also all the technology to support that, it helps everything here on Earth. So that like a lot of actually NASA puts out a great book every year called Spinoff Magazine, or it's a magazine. And it talks about all, because of all the money spent on space missions, here are all the technologies they had to develop to survive up there that can help us and do help us here on Earth.
Wow.
And so those are the kinds of things that are gonna happen. You know, it'll be on a commercial side, you know, but there'll be rapid iteration of technologies to support a ton of things here on Earth that we need. The other side is there's a lot of companies right now launching satellites that have cameras to observe Earth, right? And so they're going to start, already there's a ton of companies working on observing the Earth for like climate change and ways that we can, you know, what's happening in the atmosphere and how we can support, you know, fixing that kind of stuff. So the more we can see Earth from the outside, the better it is for us here.
It is, you know, as you say often, Oscar, a rising tide raising all boats, because we're all advancing and we all benefit. And, you know, I was joking before, but when you say it's easy to hate on the billionaires, if you look at the big picture, this is really huge.
I have a couple questions and we can get to Mike's favorite part and now our favorite part of why you love the show. My first question is, on average, and I know this is new and it's fluid, congratulations on the private enterprise to really certify these new commercial astronauts. Baseline, just off the top of your head, how many push-ups minimum do you have to do before you can actually get into a spaceship? You think we got 5-10 minimum?
Well, you know, that is a funny question. It's all about where you are and your strength. I mean, let's say... It's so random. This is not even like a real answer, but let's say 50 push-ups.
50?
Yeah, but 100 in weightlessness.
There's a lot more that goes
into
that.
In a row?
In a day?
Can we take breaks?
So, no, joking about weightlessness, you have been 50. On a weightless. Yeah, good night, nurse.
I mean, I think I got to 30 once, and I was like, I'm an Adonis. 50.
I'll be watching you on TV, yeah. When you did your weightless flight, what was that like? I mean, to truly feel the notion of weightlessness. That's crazy.
It's pretty amazing. So if people aren't familiar, a weightless flight is when a plane does a parabola. So it's this arc maneuver that it does. And when it gets to the top part of the arc maneuver, when you're inside the plane and it comes back over, you start floating up inside of the aircraft. And then it comes back down and then you feel higher Gs as you come along the bottom.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing. So for me, what was such an eye opener about that experience was I'm a skydiver. I used to skydive a lot more than I do now, but I thought it would be like that. Like I just in my head, I was like, oh, it's going to be like skydiving. And then I do it and it is nothing like that. It is so calm and serene. And you just literally just start lifting up off the floor of the plane and you're like floating. And it's not like you can swim through the air, your instinct is to like do this. You can't do that. And so your legs become useless. There's no point to have legs
anymore. Knows how that feels.
Exactly. He sits all day.
And you can like grab the side of the plane, push yourself off, you know, do that kind of stuff, and do flips. And, you know, it was amazing to feel that.
So do you, as a skydiver who really enjoyed weightlessness, I have to imagine you have like an iron stomach. Does it disagree with some people? Because I imagine when you get into the top of a parabola, if you've ever had, you know, like a bad flight over Denver, this has got to be that times 50.
You're scared on the rebel yell. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, right. You know, actually,
Racer 76 now.
The zero G part of a weightless flight is not the worst part of it.
Okay.
It's actually the transition from zero G to high G. So that when you're going through the parabola into the next part and then back and then through it, that your body or your vestibular system is going through all of that at the same time.
Yeah, I can't even watch a 3D movie. It's got to be terrible.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out so well.
So I've seen that go down on The Bachelorette. They had this romantic date. It was fabulous.
Astronauts love that show.
Where can you do... I don't know if I can become a commercial astronaut. And I'm sorry for bringing The Bachelorette into this conversation on ABC's. Two nights. Every week. Was this part of your training or is this something you did privately? How does that work?
It was all part of, so I went back to school to get a master's so I could, I actually worked at NASA before.
Yeah.
And then I went back to school to get a master's so I could transition into spaceflight training.
Cool.
Yeah. And so part of the master's was going through a whole bunch of different space training activities and extreme environments type stuff. And so a zero G flight was part of that. But I also had an opportunity at the very end of it to help learn from a company and then work through an expedition to Everest.
Wow.
Base camp. Yeah. Which
now
was,
tell us about that. That was like, that was quite a long walk, as I hear.
It was a long walk. It was a 100-mile journey. You know. Yeah, it was a long trip, about 17 days to do it. So each day wasn't incredibly long,
right?
But you have to acclimatize because you're up so high in elevation there.
Yeah.
What's the draw? I admire, and you know, we all have accomplishments we yearn for, we dream of.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched too many horror stories about people dying trying to attempt this, and I could see why it's such a feat. But for you, was it something that a friend said, "Hey, we should try this," or was it something you always dreamt of?
No, I've always dreamt of seeing Everest. Like, I didn't climb Everest. I went to base camp, and that was as far as I wanted to go. And for some of the same reasons that you have there, you know, like, I've seen a lot of the bad stuff that comes from Everest and the overcrowding and stuff like that. But anyway, it was...
Getting to base camp is something most people don't even do or
it's
try.
Huge. It's so huge. It's got to be an amazing feeling when you arrive and you're there at the biggest mountain in the world. The world. Yeah. And it's right there with you. Now, I do need to ask you this, because this is fascinating to me. You've done a lot of training, and you've had some amazing stories to tell. But also, almost by coincidence, your best friend is literally going to space in a few weeks. So what is her... I know you really can't speak entirely for her, but she is your best friend. What is her frame of mind right now? What is she going through? How is she feeling? What's going on with Dr. Proctor?
Well, Dr. Proctor, she's one of my best friends here in Arizona. But she was selected to go on the Inspiration 4 mission, which is a SpaceX mission in September. And she was selected to be the pilot of the mission.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And she's going to be the first Black female pilot of that spacecraft. And so there's a lot of firsts, as I said before, happening on this one. But anyway, she actually was a finalist for the astronaut program back in 2009. And she made it into the top 45, I think, and got the no call. And then for the next many years, she was basically in her own way trying to get back to it. She participated in all these like space analog or space simulated activities, missions on volcanoes, like all kinds of amazing stuff out at sea. And so she's been kind of preparing for this all along anyway.
Right.
And so when this opportunity came up and the competition to win a seat came up, she was selected as the person for that role.
That's fantastic.
She also happens to be a commercial, like a pilot herself. So that's what qualified her to step into the, she's training to be a Dragon pilot right
now.
Wow. So she gets what,
so
like
cool.
one checked bag and two carry-ons? How does this work?
You're a rube. How dare you?
No, I do want to know.
It's actually funny, though, because I've been helping her over the last month or two to figure out what she packs for space.
What do you pack?
What do you pack?
You got to take Tums. Just in case your stomach goes sideways when you're up there.
A little Pepto?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like astronauts would take with them on missions, it's sentimental stuff for yourself, for your family, anything else you might want to take and bring back and have it have been to space, you know, that kind
of stuff. Oh, wow. So there's actually, I mean, not to be crass, there's a certain financial angle to it.
Yeah,
because you could sell stuff that was in space.
No, this isn't, you know, Tradio. They're not going up there to sell it. It's something for them, their family.
Oh, you might bring two.
Rob would take a vinyl. He'd take an Elvis vinyl up there, and then he'd bring it back and sell it on eBay.
No, I would bring a deck of cards and keep two of them and sell 50.
Well, one thing that's interesting about this mission specifically is they're actually raising money for St. Jude's.
Oh, really?
So, guy who funded it, Jarek Isaacman, put $100 million of his own money to donate to St. Jude's, and then they're raising another $100 million. So they are going to be able to take stuff with them and then auction it off when they come
back.
So
smart.
That is very, very cool. And again, this is a billionaire using their power for good. That's amazing stuff.
Is there any way I could get you? I met Mike O'Mara and he was mean to your to you and then to your friend, and that could go to space and come back. I have 500 of those pins.
500 collectible
500
buttons. She could just put it right on her spacesuit.
250 that are nice and then 250 that are mean.
Don't puncture the fabric, though.
How did you find the show? Was it through your husband?
Yeah, well, let's talk about us for a little bit.
Yeah. So I actually lived in Virginia back starting in 94.
Isn't Phoenix so much better than Virginia?
I have to say, I was happy to leave the D.C. area.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, Oscar, it was Vienna. I mean, come on.
No, I mean, look, I love it here, and I'm here, and I'll rot here for the rest
of my
life.
I'll tell you all about Vienna. I'll move to Arizona in a heartbeat.
This is all I got.
That's it?
Oh, I love my time in Arizona. It was amazing. Yeah.
So you lived in the D.C. area. You lived in, actually, we talked a little geography. She lived on the good side of Vienna. She never would have run into me. So
there's no bad side of Vienna. Vienna's nice.
The Tyson side's a little nicer than the Oakton side. Trust me on this.
Please continue.
Yes, I'm sorry. Please.
So I lived near Tyson's in that area for a long time. And then, so I started, you know, of course, I heard the Don and Mike show back then. And then I actually didn't pick up on the podcast for quite a long time. But Dennis, my husband, who was on the show.
A great man.
Great
American.
Yeah, he's an amazing human being.
He's American, right?
Yeah, he was like a huge fan. He's like a super fan, I like to say.
Yeah, P1. He is a P1, yeah.
He's a super fan. And so he was listening to the podcast, and we would listen to it together. And then eventually I was like, okay, this is awesome. I'm going to be listening.
Oh, that's so
You know
what
would be great is if you dropped a few episodes onto Dr. Proctor's phone right before she lifted off.
Aaron, we grew on you like a fungi.
Yeah.
I love that. Usually it's like, let me support him. And then this is what happens. And then you start listening. You're like, fine, I want to hear about what happened to him this time, or Rob, how he's lonely or getting divorced.
Right.
Like that's you track with it. And I love that happens. Do you get a chance to really binge, or how do you listen?
Yeah, your method?
Yeah. How do you listen?
Yeah, I don't binge the show. I listen when I have time. Right now I'm like very busy. It's a little bit crazy in my schedule.
And why is that?
I'm kidding. Doing something that doesn't exist right now.
Kidding,
Space race.
Kidding, of course.
Very cool.
But yeah, I mean, I try to listen as often as possible. And of course, you know, Dennis keeps me up to date on a lot of stuff as well. So
it's sweet.
Well, I hope you say hi to Dennis for us,
please,
because he was one of our favorite talking heads ever. But you're very close to him in that ranking. Do you have anyone you want to say hi to before we wind up?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my family, Spencer and Tracy and all of our amazing friends. Of course, Dr. Cyan Proctor, my buddy. Thanks for being an inspiration and for taking me along the journey. And then, of course, my dog, Nacho, who I think was mentioned on the
last episode. I remember Nacho, yeah, sweet.
And then, of course, Dennis for his support, and you guys, and Mike. I'm sorry he's feeling so sick, but, you know, thank you.
He will survive. He will make it.
He's like Gloria Gaynor.
Glad to hear that.
We do want to thank you for taking the time to join us. I know you have a busy day and a big talk to give this afternoon, so good luck with that. And
thank
also, after Inspiration 4 touches down, we'd love to have you back. We'd love to hear, you know, or even hook us up with Dr. Proctor. It would be amazing to hear about what went down up there.
It's a compelling and honestly an inspiration.
It truly
the fact
is.
That she stuck with it and now she gets to go. It's great.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you so much, Aaron. We love it and we appreciate your time. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks,
thank
Aaron.
You. Thank you, Aaron. So long. And if you want to be a talking head, just shoot me an email, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomaraShow.com. When we come back, we're meeting somebody, aren't we?
Meeting somebody.
I like this. We have a guest. You know what?
It's another, like another wonderful person.
It's like a revolving door here at Podville Media. And we'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. It's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt. And I'm always losing my tweezers. And it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie Sanders.
Get it?
Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOmeraShow.com. Feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, it's one of the greatest products we've ever sold.
What's that?
The Solo Stove.
Yes.
Oh, it's so great. I love mine. There's something so magical about summer nights. Maybe it's the cool, gentle breezes, and we finally got a break in the weather here in Washington, D.C. It's been so nice. Symphonies of animals and insects, or the warming glow of a campfire. Well, day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There is nothing better. Order now. What I couldn't believe is how easy, when we took delivery, you take it out of the box.
Yeah.
You put it outside, patio, whatever you do. Put your wood in, light it, and you're going. It's like
boom, bam.
10 minutes, if that, from boxing,
done
unboxing,
done.
To having a full fire. And what's so amazing, the stainless steel construction regulates the airflow, and it burns so efficiently. There's like no smoke. You wonder why there's so much fire with no smoke. You don't walk away smelling like an ashtray.
I just got one for my brother's birthday. Perfect present. He's going to love it at the Cape.
Wonderful. Easy to keep lit, even easier to clean, and they're so confident you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. But you're not going to return it. You're going to love it. Mm. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, that's not our normal code. M-I-K-E. Use the code Mike at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, $10 off when you use the promo code Mike. Thank you, Solo Stove. We are back. So, who do you want to tell us about, Oscar?
Okay, so we just had Aaron on.
Right.
And Aaron's in Arizona.
Tempe.
Yes. And locally here, worlds have been colliding as the TMOS universe and the Podville universe have been commingling.
Yes, a confluence.
Because we don't have a separation of church and state now, as everybody's under one roof.
Are we the church or are we the state?
I don't know, but there's no separation.
Right.
And as you all know in the listening audience, we've been keeping Rob Spiewak hidden from, he just wasn't really ready for prime time.
No, he's,
as he was running the Wisconsin Avenue location.
I was a placeholder. I was a doorstop. I was a cork. I was something, but yeah,
you were a responsible adult. We could make sure that could actually take care
of a
different location.
I had a life like Yoda over there.
So Rob has been assimilating to this downtown D.C.
And I love
high rise building, as high as it can get in D.C., which is not that high, but for the business district.
Right.
And I've been seeing him like interact with some of our team members. And one team member I've been trying to firewall him from is this wonderful young lady named Max. And Max comes to us, via New York, but Boston. She's from Ukraine originally, and she's a Harvard graduate and one of our, for me, our brightest stars. We have high hopes for her.
Yes.
And I don't like Rob getting close to the talent. I try to firewall him at all times. So you probably haven't seen this dance that I've been trying to move her into other rooms as you were coming into the room.
I've seen it.
And then finally, I couldn't stop it because there's too much going on.
Right.
I walk in and you and Max are like hitting it off about vinyl of all things.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious, wasn't it? Yeah. And she offered me, I don't know if she thought it was a compliment or not.
Well, let me ask her first. Right. Max, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Max, hey, buddy.
When Mike is gone, that means we can do what we want. And right. I've been wanting to ask you this for some time. And
the mice will play.
What better time than on the air? What was your initial impression of Rob Spiewak when he got here and before you guys all connected and became besties, to my chagrin?
Well, first of all, I have to say, I like Rob more than you right now because I'm actually from Russia.
Sorry. I thought it was the Ukraine.
So
I know Eastern Europe was all the same.
Disregard. My apologies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rob is, I didn't fall in love with him at first sight, but I thought he was just, you know, a father of two who was happy to be employed at our wonderful company that, you know, he found a job in these tough times and that he was just grateful to be here. And I really appreciated that spirit.
You know, part of that is right. I am a father of two. I am happy to have a job. But the way you say it is like I might have just been, you know, I've been at this some time, right?
Like 2 years, right?
Well, 30 years, but yes. Yeah.
But your impression was, because I remember Max, when she's like, oh, who? I was like, oh, that's just Rob. But it's Rob. But yeah. I don't know how to sell you. I don't need to sell you, right?
I suppose.
I'm trying to firewall you.
Yeah.
Did you think Rob was an intern at any point?
I just thought he was like the local dad. Like that was his job.
How do you get paid for that?
You do scream dad.
Yeah.
That is sort of the drum she's been beating, that I'm a dad.
And how has... Within the last 3 weeks, almost a month now, maybe a little over.
Yeah.
How is that your, I guess... the way that you see Rob, what lens do you see Rob through now?
It's very wide.
How's that changed?
I think it's, you know, I became intrigued by him as soon as I found out about his years-long affair with this beautiful woman named Darlene. And that sort of changed my whole perspective on
his jukebox.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And it was not me who brought it up. You know who sold Darlene to her was Katie Forbes von Herman.
I'll never forgive her for that.
Yes.
So I walk into this beautiful conference room looking over M Street 19.
Glass wall,
just gorgeous.
You see for miles.
And Rob is holding court, showing pictures of his jukebox to Max.
Yeah, yeah.
And at this point, I don't want her being poisoned by this man. you've got a lot of talent, but for years now, Max, you should know, Mike and I, we go out of our way because Rob has made his jukebox the centerpiece of his life. And the idea that you're celebrating with him just drives me up the wall.
You know, you probably don't even know that for her birthday, she got a record player.
Really?
A vintage record player.
Oh.
And she brought me pictures of it the way someone would bring the pictures of a new puppy or a daughter or son. And she says, what do you know about this? I said, looks like a school model that's going to play like iron and sound fantastic. And then she brought in a picture the next day and it's actually called School Model on the label.
Oh, you called your shot.
It was very cool. But I will say, when we were talking about records and vinyl and my jukebox, she said something, and I think she meant it as a compliment.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm just so shocked you're so knowledgeable about anything.
Oh, no. That's not how I said it.
Yes!
I believe it was. How did you say it then? The words are about right. Maybe the tone is different. That's how I heard it.
It's like I'm testifying in court. I meant it in the best way. I mean, I didn't want to imply that you're stupid. You're not stupid. You're very knowledgeable, but it's all hidden behind the dad sona, which is like a shield. All I see is when I look at you is I'm like, I know this man has two children.
You're saying his dad veneer is so thick and it's so bright that you're like, there's no chance he has anything intriguing about him that I'll be interested in.
No, I'm at this point, I'm his personal hype man. He doesn't even have to pay me. I'll defend him anywhere.
It's driving me up the wall.
Well, you know what?
It's
actually
driving me up the wall.
This should benefit
you. You're her hero.
No, I don't know that I'm her hero, but you benefit from this. We actually ran a session together today.
Oh,
and
I love that.
So she was shadowing, we hit it off, and there was a couple things that she taught me. Computer stuff that I didn't know, and she says, aha, the student becomes the master.
I think the teacher.
Whatever. But then, like, but know this, we're never far from where we started. We're actually sort of going in concentric circles, because at one point, Rob Ford comes in and says, I need your password for Zoom for the other, and mm-hmm. I wrote it down, and she says, that's like a dad password.
Well, I'm happy.
Everything you do is dad related.
I am happy you all are getting along. It concerns me, and hopefully this doesn't have terrible ramifications down the road. But for me, I am sort of jealous.
Ah!
But I'm happy that she's found her person here.
Yeah, well, I don't know that. I think everyone is her person. I think she's amazingly easy to get along with.
No, this connection about records and nostalgia and throwback technology.
And I've never once said she came from Ukraine.
Yeah, no. You knew right away where that was from.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Like the details. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see, but I was just so shocked that that's, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. That you're the person she clung on to right away.
Well, you know what? No, because we met once at the other location.
Yes.
And she was a bit standoffish. So I think her first impression might not have been strong. And first impression might have been better than what eventually came. So we'll see.
Well, welcome, Max.
Yes, it's a delight.
I wanted to make sure you got on the program. We said hello to you eventually. Please know that this veneer is true. Like this, he is the dad of dads. And if you found some redeeming qualities in his nostalgia side, God bless you. God bless you.
You know, she actually scrolled through my Discogs.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, that's my boring website.
What's your top three albums you would like to own or you own right now?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
music-wise.
Oh, I have such basic answers. I mean, they would all have to be Radiohead.
Wonderful.
That's like a great choice.
Yes.
Like year of publication.
Yes.
I want to get my hands on that. And then maybe.
No pressure.
No.
Hold on. I'm remembering.
Whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah.
Ugh. Even more basic, Nirvana. Also, like, just like the very Kurt Cobain signed, like, very first vinyl. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The early one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the last one.
But if it's not signed, is it still okay?
No.
Okay, well, it's got to be signed. All right.
Well, because he had the tendency, right? He like signed with bodily fluids. So I feel like once I got it, I would sell it for so much. Well, I would never sell it. I would treasure it. But and the third one, I don't
somehow
know.
I feel, Oscar, if we had an event and we signed something with a bodily fluid, it wouldn't become collectible.
Oh, we would be arrested.
I would think we would probably be thrown
about,
in prison. Yeah.
What about Oasis? If we're going back that.
Not a
deep.
Fan.
Not a fan not of Oasis.
Nope.
Catchy stuff.
What about Soundgarden?
Also not a
Space Hog.
Fan. Okay, yes, Space Hog. Okay. Yeah,
all
sure.
Right, let me curveball you for a second. What about, like, say, Janis Joplin?
I have a record of
that. But he said you could have her. Something,
yeah.
Like, something that you treasure, something that you value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
See?
Sure.
So she has varied.
She's not very excited about that.
No, but
that.
She's got varied.
Are you a Beatles fan?
I know Rob loves the Beatles, actually, so I'm not going to say anything about them because I don't want Rob to dislike me.
Very
in any way.
I will say this as one vinyl person to
what
another.
A chess move there.
Yeah. The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
You should know this. If nothing else, they're very collectible.
Well, Max, thank you.
A pleasure, Max.
I can't wait to have you back again, and welcome to the family.
Yes.
Thank you.
Next time you can even meet Mike.
Yes.
You pass the audition.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
We come back. I got to tell you about my mom.
I can't believe she you're her hero.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
I'm great.
You're not great.
I know I'm not great. What am I saying? We come back. A little action about my mother. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mama!
She's great. Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Paige.
I like Dexter.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
The
Mary
Jane's.
Bit of
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm going to try to read this spot without using my dad's Sona.
Just quick sidebar.
Yes.
I had this long conversation about Shannon and how, about Max and with Shannon about how Max likes you more than she likes me, right?
Right, right.
As like a, professional hero.
Right.
And she said, well, Rob has interests. And I said, I have interests. She goes, no, you like to work.
You do love to
That's
work.
That's not interests.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, that's got, I said, that's rude. I have interest. And she goes, name one. I said, well, I like making sure everything works at work. And she goes, that's working.
That is work. Yeah.
And she goes, Rob actually has interests.
Well, we can agree on one thing.
Yes.
Max doesn't like Pony. So there's that.
And I don't like you.
Hey,
turn that microphone off. Speak when spoken to. Oscar.
Yes.
Here's something that will interest you.
What's that?
When's the last time you refinanced?
Oh, you know what? I need to refinance.
You need to, because if it's been more than a year, we need to talk about how much money you...
I have never refinanced.
Oh, you need to.
I'm overdue.
Overdue, because we need to talk about how much money you could be saving. The stalled economy and the Delta variant, no more Delta.
Delta?
Have pushed interest rates back to the lowest levels in years. And double-digit appreciation, that makes for the perfect storm to take cash out or simply refinance to a lower term. You need to call the only company that we as a show recommend. He is a friend of mine, Mark Livingstone and his team Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. At the end of the day, you go with the company you like, the company you trust, and the one that offers benefits, savings, and solutions. And Cornerstone is that company. Send them a recent mortgage statement and instantly see how much money they can save you. Seriously, in 10 minutes, they can give you a game plan and tell you that you're ready to go.
I love it.
Loan officers are working overtime to accommodate what is likely the last opportunity to take advantage of the lowest rates ever. Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or Cornerstone First Financial. cornerstonefirst.com. Do it now. So Oscar.
Yes.
My mom, my mother.
To my mom.
She is, as you know.
Real mom, not your stepmom.
No, my real mom, okay. Sharon. She is, you know, this sounds dramatic, but to tell the story, it must be told. She's a widow. You know, she lost her husband a couple years ago.
When did that happen?
We talked, it was in all the papers.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. We talked about it. Yes.
A monster.
No. Must have skipped that episode.
Because of that, you know, she calls upon me and my son to do certain things around the house. She can't change the water bottle on her water cooler. She can't dump the 50-pound bag of dog food into the container.
We're good sons.
That's where we
live. Her husband died. My father went to Bolivia.
That's right. You know what?
Overlap without the drama.
Dave might have gone to Bolivia. I'm not sure what happened. but I know he's not around the house anymore. So... she knows when we do the show because she streams it many days live.
Oh, hi, Sharon. It's
good to see you, Mama. And, you know, I don't call her mother or mom. I call her Sharon. So
that's
hi,
really
Sharon.
Weird.
It is.
Hi, Mom.
And you know
hi, what? Hi, Rob's mom.
And you know what? She's gotten back in the habit of calling, like, it's 35, 40 years ago. She's calling me Robbie again.
She should.
So
should she call her Mommy.
Mommy. So
Mrs. Rob's mom.
What is her
I know it's not Spiewak.
No, well it was at one point.
Yeah, but what is it
her
now?
Her full name now, Sharon Inez Stalkup Spiewak Goddard.
So Mrs. Goddard.
Mrs. Goddard.
Okay.
That's right.
Mrs. G.
Nay Stalkup.
Well, I'm not gonna Mrs. G.
Mrs. G. Like on the Facts of Life.
I'll take it.
So she knows we're on the air. This is maybe a week ago. I get a text from her in all caps. Call me.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, this can't be good.
Spill?
She's been having trouble with her hip. Mm. So we finish, and I'm dialing as I'm fading down the music. And she says, I said, is everything okay? She says, well, it's okay if I watch an old show. I said, like, what do you mean? She says, well, I put on Legally Blonde. I said, yeah. And she says, and they're yelling at me in Spanish. And I said, and this isn't a problem with the old shows. She says, no, old black and white TV is still in English, but new stuff on my TV is in Spanish. I said, you need to select the secondary audio program. It's easy fix.
What was Reese Witherspoon's character's name? It wasn't Cher. It was something along those lines.
Oh, but in Legally Blonde. Yeah, because Cher was, that was it.
Tony, why don't you on a research staff, why don't you look that up? It's really burning me up. Right
so
now.
We walk her through that, and I think, you know what? We're going to be okay technologically wise. Yeah. And she said, okay, and she got it worked out, and I said...
Was it snap and bend? Snap and bend.
I get another call from
Ellie. Why was
Ellie.
It?
Ellie Woods.
Can you turn down your
no. He really wanted to talk.
Wow, jeez.
So I thought we're okay.
Ellie Woods.
Technologically, yes. Right?
And got into, was it Harvard? I think it was Harvard.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe she saw Max.
Thank you.
So we were watching. I get another call from her, and she says, the Paul McCartney show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, the one we talked about on the Michael Mara show.
Yes.
She said, it sounds really good. I said, it's fantastic. You should come over to my house. We can watch it because she doesn't have Hulu.
Mm.
And
Hulu.
So she says, you know, maybe I should get Hulu. And I said, you know, with that Beatles documentary, Get Back, coming out in Thanksgiving, and the fact that Hulu has a lot of shows on it, you probably should get it.
You are so such a nice son.
Why?
The level of conversation you're having with your mother is so careful and thoughtful and joyful. My mom is either yelling at me or I'm just being short with her because I just need to get things done, right?
Right, right.
But you're actually, I'm like, Mom, I got to go.
Well, I've got a longer commute than you.
Okay. But still then.
And, you know, come Thursday night, I'm usually out of podcast for the week, so she might get a long phone
That's
call.
That's very sweet of you, man.
No, I do. I speak to her every day. And I said, you know, Hulu, you'll probably get a free trial. Mm-hmm. And even after that, it's not that much.
Yeah.
You probably should subscribe. And she says, well, can you walk me through it? And I said,
the internet?
Yeah. By this time, you know, I'm only getting off
TikTok.
I'm still in the district. I'm not even on Route 50. Yeah. And I said, sure, fire it up. And so she gets out.
Fire it up.
And she gets out. And the problem is she's got this remote that she can talk to because I think she's got Xfinity.
Yes.
And so she says,
yeah, I have that.
She says, Hulu.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? And she says, I'm talking to my TV. I said, no, that's not how we're going to do this. We're not going to talk to our TV.
Why?
Because
it works.
It didn't work.
Well, if she's whispering into it, you got to do it.
But,
Hulu.
Well, no, it did come up and it said you need to subscribe.
Yes.
And I said, okay. She says, how do I log in? I said, you can't log in. You need to start an account.
Mrs. G, you're a handful.
And I know, right?
I mean,
and so,
do you have the internet, Google?
Continuing to keep driving.
I'm sure somebody's made a video on YouTube.
She clicks.
Your son's busy.
She says, she clicks and she says, oh, this is driving me crazy.
Oh, at that point, I would have said, tunnel. Hudson Tunnel, Mom, I'm so sorry. The Hudson Tunnel.
She says,
they just built it on 66. I got to go.
It takes you right under Falls Church.
I'll just say, this toll area is the worst.
She says, I am out of my mind. Mm. Everybody wants a username. I'm out of my mind. Everyone wants a password. I said,
my husband died.
I said, you should be out of your mind that they are sending exclusive video content to your house through the air.
Yeah.
Now sign up.
Just like
so she created an account and she said, here's the password. I said, I don't need to know your password. Just do it. And so she clicks
in. Is it Robbie21?
No, it's not. But I'll tell you what it is after.
Thank you.
It's funny. She has a great name.
It's like a mom password.
It's a definite mom password. Yeah. So she gets in and she starts clicking around and she says, well, now they want my credit card information.
Mm.
I said,
your mom's killing me now.
I said,
she's killing the show.
I said, what you need to do.
Get to your point.
Get to your laptop.
Yes.
We're going to do this on your laptop. And so she goes into Hulu and she puts in her, and she says, how does Hulu know my credit card number? Is it safe to do this?
Oh,
and I said, it's very safe. I said, very safe.
Aren't you? Isn't she like an office manager?
Yes. And I said,
I want to look those appointments over.
And what I say to her is something that I probably shouldn't say, but I said it with the best of intentions. I said, you're sounding pretty old right now. And she says, how does Hulu know my credit? I said, your computer knows your credit card information. And so she finally gets in and we get the whole thing
done. I like
that you're
getting hostile with her. You got to move them along.
Got to move them along.
Yep.
And she's watching. She says, okay, I'm in. I've got it.
Yep.
Are you sure this is okay? I said, it's fine. She says, okay that they have my info? I said, yes. I said, watch the show. And she says, I don't want to watch it now. Can I DVR it?
Oh,
and
God.
I almost drive off the road because I say to her, I said, the whole point of Hulu is that it's on demand. You don't need to DVR it.
But look, you have to be smarter than that. You can't get your parents on streaming services. Then they got to call. I messed up there.
Oh, really?
My mom will send. She doesn't know how to change the input on her television. And she does this bit where she hits her iPhone to change the viewpoint of the actual camera.
Right.
And she hits it twice because she thinks everything's double click. And it comes right back to her forehead. It's the worst. The worst.
I think that.
Keep them off the internet.
For anyone that is
internet.
Any sort of, what do they say, technologically adjacent?
Yes.
I think that the input button is the most bewildering factor to them on a television.
If I see my mom's widow's peak one more time on a FaceTime call where she swears she's showing me the remote, I'm going to kill myself. I ordered her a second iPad so she could call me on the iPad because she doesn't know how to click once to flip the camera around. So we don't have to deal with that.
Maybe she needs the talking remote.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah.
So you can speak in Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sábado Gigante.
She should have switched TVs with my mom. She would have loved to see Reese Witherspoon.
They would get along a lot. They love to waste my time. and your mom, Mrs. G, clearly, I love you. You were sweet. I met you once at, where were we? The Matchbox Pizza. You stopped by, had a couple beers, you swerved home. You're super sweet.
What are you talking about?
Remember, that was her, right? Or was that your other mom?
I think that was Kathy.
Oh, my God. Kathy barely made it out of the lot. I saw her because I was walking out behind her. I was like, I hope she's not drunk. She definitely drove drunk home. So, Mrs. G, I hope we get to hang out.
We tell a lot of stories on this show.
Well, she wasn't tipsy at best, not drunk.
Compromise.
Yeah, maybe. Those were huge beers.
Of course they were.
Little lady. So, that may or may not have happened, but maybe. But Mrs. G, please, your son is important. I would never say this to Max or anybody else I cared about or respected. He has S to do. Please.
But she can't be watching TV in Spanish.
Call the neighbor boy. He can help out. I'm sure people live around her.
She lives in a 55-plus neighborhood.
Call the neighbor man.
She doesn't want to call the neighbor
man. There's got to be some guys on goat weed that want to help out. Maybe get a tip or two.
The neighbor guy's a dick.
Oh, God. COVID probably doesn't help either.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But you know what? Her TV's speaking English. She has Hulu, and she's watching the Paul McCartney
thing, which
is great. I'm
sorry I sullied both your mom's
That's fine. That's all fine. I mean, at least you didn't hit on them.
Thank you.
As far as we know.
You're a good man, Bob Spear.
All right. We're doing some building here. I have to check on Pony. I'm worried about Pony.
Please.
And so we'll do that when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting in English. If you want to hear it in Spanish, just hit the second audio program on your phone.
En español.
Habla español. Muy bien. We're back after this.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
Oh, my mom.
Two, three, four.
A full-bodied podcast.
Swerve home.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones
Matchbox.
Of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes four to six beers.
A drinking show.
Four or five drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, One Loudon reminds me, that was my mom. And those were big beers.
Mrs. G.
Yeah, that was her.
I told you.
Yeah, you see, I
forgot. See, I'm not a monster.
No, you're not
a
monster.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, we go way back to Vegas.
Well,
Kathy and I.
Kathy can put them away, too.
But Mrs. G can swerve. Let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you about this about Kathy. It's not like she didn't miss the second night show one night. She said, I'm too tired. I'm staying home. You know what Kathy needed?
What's that?
Liquid IV.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, because the hot summer months are here and we need to be proactive.
Recovery.
To keep our body fueled up and hydrated so we can recover and be our best. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. I've seen this happen. And it tastes great with wonderful flavors like watermelon, strawberry, lemon, lime. It just sounds like summer. It's delicious. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great and the taste can't be beat. The cabinets are full of it. Here at Podville. They're very generous and we go through it crazy.
I'm generous. They send us stuff. I buy stuff.
What? And you know, Oscar?
This guy thinks it grows on trees, Pony.
Oscar?
Sorry.
You know how right before the show you said, what makes Liquid IV so effective?
I did ask.
And I said, wait, I'm going to tell you during the show.
Okay.
The time is now.
Ready.
Cellular transport technology, or CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. Thank you, Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything. When you order, you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, one of our favorite clients. So, busy day here at Liquid IV. Busy day here at Podville Media as well. You see, that's why I'm worried about Pony.
No, listen, if he's drinking Liquid IV, that he's either getting the energy or getting hydrated, which I like.
Yeah, that's good, but what about the fumes?
What do you mean the fumes?
Well, we put up the foam in the studio.
Oh, that has nothing to do with our sponsor.
No, it doesn't.
Anyone that's ever done any remodeling.
Yes.
Or building.
Yeah.
We know that timing is everything. And if you've dealt with any contractors, even ones you've had for, let's say, a decade.
Right.
Especially if they're specialty contractors and they know how to build studios.
Right. And this is the studio we're in today was an office 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's amazing
and
what's happening.
And the walls had to be rebuilt and soundproofing. We had to actually... The science that goes into actually building a soundproof wall is fascinating. It's come a long way. And part of that process is adding another, a second, we have a three-tier with a membrane. It's just very complicated, but there is a veneer of this expensive, like you can only get it from two different vendors, so they jack up the price, multi-thousand dollar
foam. It's either Macy's or Gimbel's.
Yes. Hex. We bought it from Hex.
The Heck Company.
Woodward and Lothrop. What is it?
Woodward and Lothrop. We used to call it Woody's.
Woody's. Yeah. Woody's, yes. So we went to Zales and we picked up this foam. 14 karat gold. And it's being put up. And it's
every foam begins with F.
It's being put up. Yeah. Zales. What, there was a different... What was the electronic? Zaire? Do you remember Zaire?
Zaire was like Kmart.
Yes, yeah. Zaire.
I think Zaire might have been on, was it on Columbia Pike?
I don't need those details. Yeah. I just figured that there was a Zaire.
There was a Zaire, absolutely.
So my guy called me yesterday. He was supposed to come next week. He said, had a cancellation. I can foam up or basically help with the last part of the veneer tomorrow during the day.
And the foam comes in these huge, I would say they're what, are they 2.5 foot
panels?
It takes
7 weeks to get here because they got to make it on demand.
And the thing that's marvelous about it is the boxes are huge, but they don't weigh anything.
Huge, yeah.
Because it's just foam.
So, unfortunately, what does that mean for Mr. Ponyboy Matt Blue?
Yeah.
Is that the gentleman had to come in, they had to use their special acoustic adhesive.
Yes.
And gently place... what's roughly $10,000, if not more, of foam on one wall.
Right.
And
the adhesive they're using, we're not talking Elmer's glue here.
No. We're talking about, if you ever walked by one of these like private airports.
Yeah.
Or
I always go walking by the airport.
Well, even I don't know. The smell reminds me of the time that when I worked for Earthwalk in the private sector.
Okay.
And the CEO of that company had a private plane.
Okay.
And I think we ended up going to the Bahamas at one point. We stopped in St. Augustine to refuel. And when you own the plane, you refuel your own plane.
Okay.
And he said, come along. And I'm like, well, I've almost messed up diesel and unleaded before. I don't know if I should be.
Yeah, that's not what you really want to do then.
And when you spill, not jet fuel, but whatever fuel goes into an airplane. It smells. It smells more than diesel. It smells more than regular gasoline.
What we're talking here is fumes.
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 So I said, Pony, I said to the guys in Spanish, I said, you need to wrap up by 3 because we have a show.
Say it in Spanish. I like when you speak Spanish.
I said, you need to wrap up by 3 because they speak English. We have to do a show.
You said that you said it in Spanish.
No, they speak Spanish, but they speak English as well.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Love speaking to me in Spanish, and I just say
I think Pony will agree. We all love when you speak Spanish.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's
and
terrible.
It's exciting
it's,
and new.
He said it's tropical one to me one time. I said, all right. And Pony knows that the studio needs to be ready 30 minutes before the show, or else somebody gets cranky, me.
And I came to Pony at about a half hour before showtime, and I said,
what are you doing?
Well, we're not ready. He said, there's guys in there.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, keep me updated.
So Pony came to me, I said, let the men work. Men have to work.
Yes,
work. And then they can leave. So they've done as much as they can. And now Pony is currently in a control room that smells like a Taiwanese airport.
I get the fume I get is more of a, it's like a paint thinner type of, like a very, like you would, it's something you would huff.
It will dissipate if he was in there for more than 10 hours and it'll be gone by maybe 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, we'll leave a door cracked.
But the show must go on. And I left the door open for him. I said, let's open the door, get some air in here.
Yeah, exactly.
They poked some holes in the top. I can breathe. It's fine.
How you feeling?
Yeah, how you doing?
I feel really, really good right now.
See?
No pain?
No.
Like huffing glue. Did you use huff glue or eat paint when you were a kid?
What? No.
Those are really two different things because you eat paint chips and you die or get lockjaw because of lead poisoning.
I thought you would get high.
No. You huff paint to get high is what you do. Yeah.
I never huff glue, I'm proud to say. I never knew
you were too busy
about
putting the model together?
No, I just didn't know that you could huff glue. That's something I learned when I was older.
Yeah.
Because we had to reuse our lunch. My mom was so cheap.
How cheap was she?
We had to reuse our paper. So when I was done with my brown bag lunch because my parents would not give me anything for like the French bread pizza on Fridays at Oakland Terrace Elementary, that I'd have to fold up my my brown little bag and bring it home to be reused.
Pony, he used it so many times it actually started as a white bag.
It's so sad.
It is.
Well, I'd get in trouble otherwise.
I
used to look at the stock of the new. I was like, I thought these were meant to be thrown away.
Yeah, one bag lasted an entire career.
I remember, because she would write Oscarito, which was embarrassing.
That means little Oscar.
Little Oscar.
That's adorable.
And I'd be embarrassed because sometimes she'd write Oscar, which was like the man's name.
Hi.
Yeah. But Oscarito's bags would get lost all the time on purpose.
Because you didn't want to use
them. Yeah. They're like, who's Oscarito?
Meanwhile,
I can't trade anything with Oscarito.
If it's Oscar, you're folding up the bag like you're an origami expert.
Yeah, I'm
ready
to
go.
Let's get this working tomorrow.
You know, I never.
Hopefully, the milk didn't leak into this, or else it's a goner.
We had so many bags because of the vegetable stand.
Yeah,
we would have bags for days, and if we needed lunch bags, we had them because you know for the vegetables.
Yeah, but plastic bags, right?
No. We ordered paper bags.
Paper bags?
Absolutely.
I mean, but so keep you them were rich. Did you ever have to keep them and save them?
No. We burned them for warmth. But again, it was 40 years ago. It's before grocery bags became plastic. So
yeah, but how cheap was my mom?
Very cheap.
Or she was just torturing me.
Now I've heard
this
of
this is why I can't throw anything away. This is why. Ugh.
I have a relative that is notoriously parsimonious, cheap.
Yes.
And one of her tricks, or as you would say, her gag, is to when she makes frozen orange juice, she puts an extra can of water in it when she's measuring it out. I always thought that was a pretty cheap move to extend the orange juice by an extra 12 ounces like that. But reusing a paper bag, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I had friends that used to. I think somebody's trying to jump in. What's the story here? Is
we
this Michael Mara?
An exciting visitor.
Oh, my goodness. God.
He just wrote, are you recording?
Oh.
Oh, look, you made it.
Hey there.
Hello? You were on the air.
Oh, sorry. You know what?
We should probably let him know we are on the air.
It was my fault because what happened is I thought it was a Zoom call and I put up the wrong fader.
Okay.
I forgot that he was on his own fader.
Let
me connect
I think you should. I think you should let him know we're on the air.
Yeah. Is he awake?
I don't know. He doesn't look that good.
No, he doesn't. You don't look so good.
A surprise guest.
Yeah, no one expected this.
I just hooked up a zip.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
You sound much better than this morning.
Yeah, better than on the phone.
Well, Jesus. I mean, I sound much better than I did an hour ago. So
what
I decided
happened?
I'd,
did you get a shot?
I joined. No, I just, you know, I figured if I, my wife can work all day and I can collect my son and grab a giant Diet Coke. And I'm on the video if you want me in here.
Yeah, well, you're on video now. You're live to the world.
I don't have you guys. I don't know what happened. Mm. But,
Mike,
anyway.
You just to bring you up to speed, Oscarito.
Pony, can I see the guys? There we go. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Oscarito, hi guys. When he was little, his mom made him bring home his lunch bag every day.
That paper bag.
The brown paper bag, because she was so cheap.
She's so cheap. I had to fold it up, put it in my pocket, and bring it back. To get used the next day.
Yeah. How many uses would you get out of it? Uses, I should say.
I don't know. I was too scared to lose it. You know?
Infinite uses.
Hey, Pony, am I as crappy to them as they are to me right now?
You know what? I think you're just fine.
Have you
today,
hit HD
Mike?
On your camera? Is it in the settings?
I have a beautiful shot right here.
You have a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
You guys don't. You guys coming to me is bad. There must be something bad with the pipe. I'll jump out and jump back in.
Okay.
And I'll keep talking. There you go.
Better?
Hi. Better.
Better.
Yes. Hi.
Internet.
So thank
TikTok.
You. I don't know what time of the show.
Show's wrapping up.
You guys,
we're going to break in a moment or so and come back and do the dumpster.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'd love to hang around for that.
Please.
I've got something in the dumpster I think you're going to enjoy very much.
I appreciate you guys covering for me today. And I'm driving home after Carla's working all day. So we had no coverage.
Good.
So I had to go pick up my son, collect him. I've been vegging out all day long. And I went and grabbed a big Diet Coke, and then suddenly, hopefully, magically, you know how it is with the voice, it came back. I was feeling fine enough to do a show. I had no voice.
You didn't very good this morning.
I didn't want to subject people to that. That's the way. At
11 o'clock,
I
think we spoke. I
felt like crap. 2 o'clock Eastern.
We spoke at about 11 o'clock, and you could barely, 11 a.m. today, and you could barely get out the words.
It was weird. It was weird. But I mean, I trust you told everybody that I didn't test positive for COVID.
We did.
We said negative test for COVID, positive for herpes.
Thank you. So I plan on coming in for the bonus show tomorrow.
Good.
Well.
Bonus.
That will be. That will be.
Let's
I'm
do
looking
it.
Forward to that. So I don't want to interrupt you. I'll just sit in for the rest and
perfect.
And enjoy.
We had a front.
Sorry
cell.
That I wasn't here earlier. You know.
That's well, you missed.
We had a great time. We had an astronaut on.
Oh,
we had an astronaut's friend on. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's just a little scratchy. You had an astronaut on the show? And
we
I
had
missed it?
Well, we had someone who is actually she
best friends.
Best friends with one of the astronauts that's going up on Inspiration 4 next month.
Wow.
September.
A NASA former employee that's actually part of a startup that's going to certify these new commercial astronauts.
Yeah, it's a private firm.
Yeah, it's one of my
academy.
Favorite parts of the show is
love
to
it.
Do that.
Love it.
So it's really good.
You look like you just got out of a fight. He jammed a Kleenex up his nose.
I don't know what she said.
You're out there fighting tomato anyway. Cans, Rock.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I hope it... I hope
don't
it,
get
it
happy.
Yeah.
Don't get
no,
happy.
I this is a very reactionary. I was talking to my son in back of the car,
right?
And as I'm taking him back from camp, and I said, "This sounds doable." Well, I was able to finally have a conversation with him. So, knock on wood, everything's going
all right.
Be
well,
fine.
Let's go to and, spots, and we come back. I will entertain you, Mike, with a delightful little tips and tapes. I think you'll
the
like
dump stuff.
Yeah, the dumpster
very,
around
very
the corner.
Good. Looking forward to that.
All right, so stick around, folks. Do you want to take us to spots?
We'll be right back at Rob's digital dumpster, and we'll see if I am at the bottom of the dumpster, which is a distinct possibility with the way that the pipes are sounding. And thank you guys for covering. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike's here for 5 minutes.
Time is here, and Maron, is it hot outside?
Maron.
Now that things are slowly heading back in the right direction, and everyone's thoughts are on the beach, the pool, vacations, and cookouts, head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com website. Click on the shopping center banner, where you can head over to Target.com or Walmart.com for your swimwear, your cookout wear, your beach chairs, and every other thing for the summer. Now let's head back to the man who is cool as a cucumber, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks so much, Pauly. Pauly Christine. Pauly's going to be on the show next week. So
I believe Tuesday. I spoke with him last night.
It should be fun. It should be fun. Hey, can you believe that summer is half over? Can you believe that?
Summer?
Am I doing the right
commercial? Yeah, you are. This is mind-blowing to me because I didn't think you would have printed out the spots. This is great.
I'm always ready.
I love it.
I've been
it.
Here the
All
whole time.
All that's left are the memories. And as you know, through the years, those memories fade too, unless you use Legacy Box. Legacy Box is...
What?
Legacy Box is something that you go through when you go to puberty. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have outdated media digitally preserved to a modern format. Get those boxes of old home movies out of storage and get them on a thumb drive, a DVD, or the cloud. One look and you'll know your history is worth saving, people. Legacy Box is so easy. Pack and send. Their team digitizes everything. And it's preserved for you. Priceless memories, weddings, summer trips, beach time, preserved forever. Effortlessly. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we all did. Now is the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. Right now, Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get started today. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS for 40% off. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Rob, you have to hit the digital thing
because
I don't have that. Let's see who's in it right now.
Very good.
On the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day. There we go. There we go. Okay, there it is.
I'm not blue.
What?
Guys, I'm not dead yet. Would you let me out?
No, you got to stay in there, pony.
That is terrific. Wow.
You like
it? Woo woo.
Say it again, pony.
I'm not blue. Guys, I'm not dead yet. Would you let me out?
Obviously, the dumpster has just been empty because there's quite a bit of reverb.
Something
in there.
Fresh.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Something else. It's such a wonderful special effect.
Yes, well, Mike, you know, trickery. It's what I love. Right. 27 December 1972. If you had a tape of yourself on the radio from that long ago, do you think you'd sound different than your modern presentation?
Yeah, 72. What is it again, the date?
It was 27 December 1972.
72, I was 59, 69, 10.
You're 13.
15, so I was 13 years 13. Old.
So I guess this doesn't really count. Well, here's a guy, but I mean, what I'm saying here is that DJs that we're familiar with, if you go back long earlier in their career, they sound different.
Right.
So a listener submitted this, and I found it fascinating. This is a station in Rochester, New York called WAXC, or Waxy, 1460.
Waxy.
and see if you can pick out the voice before he identifies himself.
Yeah, I like it. I do a good workout. I lose about 5 pounds every time I play that record, but with all the writhing around.
Name it?
Grease Man.
It is the Grease Man.
What?
Yeah.
Pony, let me back in, buddy. Thank you very much. But, yeah, that's the Grease Man. That's he was even more... I didn't know he was that old.
Oh, but Mike, what's wild is that he affects a southern accent, sort of.
Dude, do it. It's because I'm just a schlep on a rock and roll band from Waxy on the number one hits we get is 406 with the big greasy one.
To the inventor of Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo.
With $500 just sitting around doing nothing. So he figured, why not give it away? To you. All the thing you gotta do to get it is get into a habit. The habit of answering your phone with a phrase that pays. Don't say hello. Say I listen to Waxy.
He almost sounds like he's making fun of disc jockeys, doesn't he?
But he's a kid. Amazing.
He's a kid. He really is. Yeah, this is
But he's trying to sound like that.
What's the count?
There we go.
That's the story Little Willie is told to us by the sweet 413 WAXE with the Mad Squad of pumping them goodies out of your radio. Don't forget tickets for Smith Brothers Quicksilver, Joshua and Shivers at a High Festival on Saturday, March 24th. Available at Monroe Music, both Chess King locations and all Midtown Record locations for $450 in a high price.
Mike, why would he affect the southern accent? That's what troubles me.
Well, the Grease Man's kind of a variant on that.
I suppose.
I think it's kind of a similar thing.
I suppose. To
that. $4, sure. There will be no tickets sold at the door.
We really are South Town.
Waxy weather. Snow. Coming down. It's a little on the wet side now, but you just wait till tonight. We should have a around 30. And tomorrow's high should be around 35.
It's kind of like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, which is a variant of an old radio character from the Fred Allen show. Anyway, so that's where the...
When did you start, Mike? What age?
Let me see. I was 13, 14. I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Internet.
15. I may have gone down to Wesleyan University to a college radio station, and I think I talked a little bit on the radio. And then the next thing for me would have been college radio, WMCR at Marist College, and then after that down at WAMU.
Did the American Uncle Mike University. Character debut in Marist, or was that an American...
American University.
That was only at
it was
American.
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike.
Jeff Newman, longtime producer and radio guy, produced for Donnie Simpson, produced for Jeff Leonard, produced for a lot of people at the old WKYS, still calls me Uncle Mike.
That's
when
great.
I see him, if I bump into him and say, hey, Uncle Mike, which is pretty funny. I'm known as Uncle Mike... In my family circles, too. Paul calls me Uncle Mike. I call him all Uncle Paul. That's what we do.
Oh, that's nice.
That's because of the multiple divorces.
Okay.
It's really the primary
Mike, I think this is a name you had trouble with yesterday, and now today I'll have trouble with it. Oscar Helb is from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Giannis. Antetokounmpo?
Well, I won't go that far.
All right. Well, he had, in the last game of the NBA Finals, he had 50 points scored. And so to celebrate, and I think possibly to try to score an ad with them, he went and ordered 50 mini chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A, and he put it on TikTok. Here he is going through the drive-thru. I think this is pretty great.
This is a free promo right here, but it is what it is. Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A! Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
This is how this is going to be? Oh, my goodness.
Go! Let's go!
And now he gets spotted.
He gets recognized.
Yeah. Works in six!
So cool.
That's a pretty good meal, too, is those 50 sandwiches.
I just
Delicious.
Love those young guys celebrating after a championship. Oh, you know, it's such a youthful endeavor, you know, where they've accomplished this great national thing, and then they can come on and, go crazy. Washington Capitals players playing in the fountain like children.
Yes.
It's great. I love it. I love a big celebration like that.
All right. This is pretty amazing. If you,
I love a big celebration.
This is pretty amazing. This was captured by a body cam on a cop in Jamestown, New York. They called in a burning house report, and he got there. And all of this, but I have just a small portion here.
I saw a smidgen of this on the news.
There was a person on the second floor trapped. He said, jump, I'll catch you.
Oh, my God.
And he did.
Jump, jump, I got you. I got you. Okay.
No injury.
What is his name, Luca?
He lived on the second floor.
Nothing. Reminds me of a tasteless joke I used to tell. All the time I used to tell this tasteless joke about, it can be any phenomenal special teams return man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As a punt returner mm-hmm. or a kickoff returner. It turns out in this day and age, this is how long ago I heard the joke, the player was Billy White Shoes Johnson of the Houston Oilers.
Okay.
And the joke goes that there's a, and this is for people only on video.
All right. Okay? All right.
So the joke goes like this. There's a woman that's in a burning building. It's six stories up, and she's got her baby, her baby, her baby. And she says, ma'am, we can save you. Oh, but you have to throw down your baby. And she said, who will catch my baby? He said, well, I don't want to try to catch the baby. I don't know who's going to catch the baby. Please, my baby, my baby. And panic is starting mm-hmm. to just envelop the crowd. Suddenly, from the crowd, steps Billy White Shoes Johnson. And he says, I'm a fantastic return man mm-hmm. and a receiver in the NFL. Throw me your child, I will catch your baby. And so finally, hesitatingly, she throws the baby down to Billy White Shoes Johnson, and the crowd erupts in cheers. And Billy White Shoes Johnson goes, boom, spikes the baby.
That's your
fire. I'm so
that
sorry.
That is your digital dumpster.
That's the, oh,
have
is,
a
okay.
great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, worth popping in for that one, huh? Was that it? Yeah, a 40-year-old joke.
Do you have your show closed?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. No, that's great.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode.
I don't write that, Rob.
Of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wing it.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
So, but I want to hear what you wrote. Let me see. What do you say?
I say, thank you for joining us for another perfect episode.
That's all, folks.
No, I said, that's it, folks.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Thank you for covering me. I'm sorry for the late addition, but I love doing this, and I wanted to come in.
It's good to see you.
It's great.
I didn't have a voice, and about halfway through tomorrow's morning show, I won't have a voice either.
And you know what's really great is this will quell all rumors of you being dead because you actually appeared live.
There's no cover-up.
You did make the COVID announcement already.
Correct.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, because I got it last night. That's great. We'll see you next time for another fabulous program on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm not blue. Guys, I'm not dead. Would you let me out?
Sounds far away.
He's in a dumpster. What do you want?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
But why did they use them to make brown dough?
Because brown's got extra legs.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Ow! We got a bleeder!